This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Are you ready for the playoffs, Steve?
Oh, I am ready, Jones. Holy smokes. Feels like I've been off for like 2 months. It is great to be back, and I am ready for the playoffs. What a ride. What a wonderful ride this regular season was for the New England Patriots. Holy smokes. How was your break? Did you have a nice time?
Wonderful time.
Good.
It feels like, we've been off for a long,
forever.
Long time. We missed a lot of news.
Some stuff has happened since we were out.
A lot of sports
Critics' ball. Choice Awards.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah. A lot of sports ball games. Like,
a lot of ball games.
We missed quite a few things
sure
here, but it's good to be back.
Uh-huh.
New year, new us.
That's right.
On Jones and Keefe.
14... Any resolutions?
No. Never.
Nah.
No.
Nah, I don't think so either.
Next year.
I have started a wet January, so just to make sure people are keep them on their toes. I'll keep the liquor stores in business. I know they have a hard time in January because there's a lot of heroes out there that try to get off the sauce.
Let me tell you.
Not
my guy Richie, who's probably out there listening,
yeah.
He's like, dry January really hurts the liquor stores out there. And I'm like, look, the Jones family, we do our part.
Say,
wet the guy is drunk.
I'm doing my best.
Wet January.
Stock the fridge, wet January.
That's my new resolution. I'm gonna ride your coattails.
Hey, feel free to steal that out there. Feel free to tell your friends that you're enjoying a wet January. It's fine.
14 wins for the Patriots.
I've had a few.
A few what?
A few small beers.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
You can ease your way into the new year. So 14 wins for the Pats, 38-10 yesterday over the Dolphins. They get the Chargers, as you know. 2 seed in the AFC, which actually sets up, I think, quite nicely for a playoff draw for the Patriots here. We'll get into it all day long. On a Patriots Monday, Jones and Keith, dial us up, 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keith. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, always. And I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch.
No doubt.
Kind of missed that Twitch chat, Keith.
Sure did.
I was kind of wandering around, scratching, fiending.
I need instant feedback.
Fiending for those Twitch comments. Same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Watch there. Chat there, and again, subscribe. So look, I think this actually is borderline ideal for the Patriots, how it all sets up. Chargers, potentially the Jaguars next, and then if you get to the AFC title game, you have to go to Denver. That's not ideal. Maybe somebody picks them off on the other side. I like their playoff draw a lot, and I'm honestly insulted teams like the Chargers and the Bills yesterday were attempting to. The Jets are so bad, the Bills couldn't do it. But the Chargers and Bills were attempting to take dives to get the Patriots. Like, I'm insulted by that.
I found that a little strange. Although, I wonder if it's also those two teams that didn't have a chance at a bye, right? Like the Broncos, which got it, the Patriots, even the Jaguars, they had a really long shot at it, but they also had a chance at it. So that's what they were playing for. Those teams didn't. So I wonder if they were like, we're going to play it this way. In the case of Herbert, already banged up. So you could see it a mile away. Justin Herbert's not going to play. Josh Allen, you saw the Bills do it last year. That's how Joe Milton and Gerard Mayo went out on top. That's because Josh Allen played for a second, then was out, and they beat the Bills. So I think it was I don't know if it's necessarily like we want to play the Patriots as much as it is we don't really care. We don't care if it's the Patriots or the Jaguars. Well,
they
certainly
don't,
either spot.
They certainly don't want to avoid you. They certainly are comfortable sitting everybody to face you, which to me is, you know, also a slap in the face.
It's a slap, and to me it's a little bit of a surprise. Like, I know the Patriots aren't this perfect team. This isn't like trying to avoid the 2014, 16, or even 18 Patriots or the recent Mahomes teams. This isn't that. But there are none of those teams. Right, like, I don't think you're trying, like, oh my God, we can't play the Broncos. We can't play Jacksonville. I don't think anybody's really feeling that way, but I guess it just sort of speaks to how they're all kind of like lumped in a group together. And so if you're the Bills or the Chargers, you're like, we're going to sit Herbert and Allen and, you know, plenty of other players, but specifically we're going to sit those guys because we don't really care and we'll see how it shakes out. In the case of the Bills, they won the game going away anyway because they played a team that was actively trying to get the number one pick and has been for months.
The Jets are so bad.
So bad.
They should be
relegated from the NFL.
You see the graphic that was going around yesterday where they're like, which quarterback is this? And it's 14-3. It's like 38 touchdowns, no picks. I'm like, who the hell is this?
Same
and then it's all the quarterbacks who faced the Jets this year.
Oh yeah, no picks.
No picks.
No pick. 17 games, zero interceptions for the Jets.
Trubisky,
it's never happened before.
Trubisky was like trying to throw him picks yesterday.
The Jets
still couldn't do it.
He had an awesome game.
So, yes, Twitch chat, I know the Bills won by a million points.
Yeah.
They didn't care at all about winning game yesterday.
No,
just the Jets are so awful.
They're bad.
They are.
Jets are real bad.
So the Chargers and Bills aren't afraid of you, which I think is a slap in the face. I like this draw, though, and I feel good about the Chargers
best
matchup.
Draw.
I think so,
too. I think you could not ask for a better playoff draw for the Patriots. I would much, much, much rather face the Chargers than the Bills. Although by the time Sunday rolls around, I probably could talk myself into the Pats over the Bills anyway. But definitely I like them over the Chargers. And then you mentioned the next round it might be the Jaguars. Or it might be the Steelers. Like, if the Bills win, right, wouldn't the Bills would be the sixth seed, so they would jump up and play
the
Broncos.
If the Bills upset Jacksonville, you're right, yes.
And I think Buffalo beats Jacksonville. So that's an aside. That's for later in the week. But then you would get the winner of the 4-5 game. So Buffalo, and you wouldn't even have to play Buffalo or Denver until the AFC Championship game. And so, yeah, I think this is the best draw. I'll take Justin Herbert, who has had a history of struggling both in the playoffs and against the Patriots throughout his career, and just that Chargers team, then really anybody outside of Pittsburgh, which you knew wouldn't be a matchup anyway, just based on the, you know, winning the division, they're all going to host games.
What do you think of the draw, and what do you think of the matchup with the Chargers? 617-779-7937. Mike Vrabel was asked about facing the L.A. Chargers after the game last night. Here's what he said.
What's your initial reaction to learning that you guys will host the Chargers next weekend?
We'll get ready and get rolling and try to do what we do every week, which is prepare and figure out who we have available and what we feel like the keys are going to be, and try to practice and be ready to go. That's all we've done all year, and it's all we'll be able to do this week in the playoffs.
Okay. Get back to work.
Keys. He said he's asking for them.
That is true.
Well, we'll get there Friday.
That's true. We got to ease our way into that as well. So that was Vrabel. I also like this answer from Drake May, and we'll get into the MVP race and has Stafford nose back in front, because a whole lot happened in that race, Keith, while we were gone.
Oh, yeah.
May was like the betting favorite. Now Stafford, I believe at last check, is the betting favorite. I got to double check that this morning. But
yeah, he is.
I think he nosed in front yesterday. So anyway, this back and forth, we'll get more into the MVP race coming up. But May was asked about his proudest achievement this year. Here's what he said.
Hey, Drake, in a likely MVP season, I'm interested in what you feel like your greatest accomplishments were, you know, this year, whether it's from a statistical standpoint with the QB rating or whatever you're able to accomplish. What stands out to you and are you the most proud of in your career?
Yeah, I think 14 wins. That's the first thing that comes to mind. 14 wins and probably 8-0 on the road. That's probably the biggest thing I'm most proud of. Just going on the road 8 times and coming out, you know, victorious all of them. So that was pretty cool. And from there, I think just the ability to get a lot of people involved. I think that's one of the best things about our offense. We get a lot of people involved, a lot of people catching passes, a lot of people scoring touchdowns, you know, a lot of guys that are making plays at different parts of the game. And I think that's one of the toughest things about, you know, the ways to defend us. So that's probably what I'm most proud of.
You make your daddy proud.
You're going to be so proud.
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 Ploud and pleased.
Very ploud and pleased.
I am very ploud and pleased.
I mean, the Patriots have only had, Tom Brady's the only quarterback to have 14 or more wins in a regular season in Patriots franchise history. It's him and Drake May. And I know he has the 17th game, but even if you want to say, all right, how many have 13 wins? Also, same list, right? It's Tom Brady and Drake May. And that is remarkable because we're not going through each and every one and be like, well, what was the strength of schedule for Tony Eason, or who did Bledsoe play, or who did that? No, no, no. He won 14 games after being on a team that won four and four with an asterisk last year. They won three actual games a year ago and then turned it around and won 14. And that, you know, it's a cliche kind of quarterback answer, but it's a good right answer.
No, like
he can let all of us say how good he is and how he's the MVP. He's going to point to 14 wins, a lot of players contributing, like that. All that stuff's great.
He mentioned 8-0 on the road. They are
a good number.
Only 6-3 at home. And yet, they're 3.5-point favorites against the Chargers. They're minus 198 on the money line, which is all you should really care about as a fan. Mm-hmm. Like a heavy favorite to win at home, which they should be. So I feel good about this matchup for the Pats, and we'll get into the MVP conversation in just a moment. Is this year now, Keith, successful no matter what? They're 14-3. They're the 2 seed in the AFC. They're hosting a home playoff game. They won the division.
Yeah.
Like, is this year successful no matter what happens, or do they still need to validate it with a win on Sunday?
So I think we're allowed to change our expectations, because 3 months ago, if you said they were 14-3, you'd be like, you're insane. Like, that is so many wins. But that would be automatically a successful season. I wanted the team to be in the hunt. I thought they'd be a playoff team. I thought they'd be like the 7 seed playing in this exact matchup, but on the road somewhere else. So like 14-3, yeah, that's a success. But I think they need to beat the Chargers. Like, this is a very winnable game. You are at home against a team that you are favored to beat, a team that's had all kinds of playoff issues in their past. So if they go out there and lose a really close game, you're not going to call it a failure, right? That's where we swing back and forth. Like, is it truly a success? Is it a failure? Is it somewhere in the middle? But I'm now at the point where I want to get greedy. I think they need to win this game and then sort of see what happens.
Yeah, so because I agree with what you just said. They're not a failure if they lose to the Chargers. I don't go, the year's a failure.
No chance.
Like, I can't bring myself to say that. So,
but it'd be disappointing, and it wouldn't be like, oh, it's house money. Well, like some of this stuff, like, oh, it's everything now is gravy. Like, well,
it's
no,
definitely
like,
disappointing if they lose. The year is a success. They've won 14 games. They won the division. They're the 2 seed. They're at home. Like, the year is a success. I think it's borderline impossible to take that away from them. And yet it is a little like the Red Sox a year ago, where it's like, all right, it's a successful year. The Red Sox had a successful year.
Yeah.
But then they got there and they were up 1-0. And if their third base coach had any clue, they probably win that game against the Yankees and they're into the next round. And it does cut it down a lot. It is disappointing. I mean, if you want to evaluate, you know, starting from December 1st on or whatever, then fine. Maybe it would be a failure in that regard. They should win this game. The year's a success. But if you really want to validate everything you did, and shut up everybody about the schedule and how easy it is. People are already texting in. They've only beaten one team all year with a winning record, which I think is right. I think they're 2-2 against playoff teams. They lost to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because the NFC South, those guys just canceled each other out.
They beat Carolina, who's 8-9.
Yeah, Tampa, Carolina, which now aren't even.
If you want to shut those people up, beat the Chargers at home, and they're all shut up. And if you don't, your year's a success, but you're still going to have to hear about the schedule and how easy the year was and how you beat nobody and how next year when the schedule gets harder, you're not going to be able to shut those people up without a win. So the year's a success no matter what.
Yep.
But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It validate it with a victory, and then I think all that stuff about the schedule goes away. You want a playoff game against a good L.A. Chargers
but
team.
But the level of disappointment and frustration if you lose to the Chargers versus losing to Josh Allen to me is very different. Like, that's why I think the opponent matters as much as the round, right? So, like,
wait, in which way? You're saying, so, like, if you lose to Allen, you look at it and go, well, that's the MVP on the other side?
Yeah. Like, got hey, it. That's the best player.
Versus, you just gave Justin Herbert his first playoff win in his life.
Right.
Yeah.
West Coast to East Coast thing, which everybody always brings up, and you're like, oh, like, that's not as bad. Like, a team that you already split with in Josh Allen, which maybe could be the beginning of a nice, good division rival where the teams go back and forth. Two razor-close games. If you play a third razor-close game and you lose, I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm like, holy smokes, 14-3, you made the playoffs. Who knows? Maybe this is the year Josh Allen finally breaks through and makes the Super Bowl. No shame in that. You lose to Herbert, and then if you play it out, let's say, you know, the next week they play the Bills and get smoked. You're like, wait, what happened there? So I think it's harder to just say, like, you know, a win or a loss, or even like wild card round versus divisional round, like you do have it right in front of you now. Like the you have the right opponent based on who you could have played. Like it's theirs for the taking.
So I like the draw, and I can't say it's not a successful year if they don't win. But again, you want those complaints to go away. I got Cam Newton on the screen, and he's still chirping about Drake May. You'll hear coming up.
Jeez, yeah.
But I got Cam Newton on the screen. We got listeners texting in already, and I'm sure friends of yours, fans of other teams, are letting you know, well, yeah, the Patriots really haven't beaten anybody this year. They got that one win against Buffalo.
Well, yeah. So it's true, and people are talking about that and whatever, and like 17 games, you can do the winning percentage and all that stuff. Like Minnesota's a good example from last year. That's also a 14-win team from a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was Sam Darnold. That was, you know, Kevin O'Connell, just a great season. Nobody really bought in on them. And then they lost in the first round. And you're like, oh, see, I told you not to buy in on them. But they went 14-3. Yeah, that was a successful season.
I wouldn't call their year a failure.
No.
Yeah,
right.
I just say they were kind of fraudulent a little bit.
And so that's why there's a lot on the line Sunday, because there are a lot of national people, I would say, that are like, look at the Pats, look at who they've played, blah, I don't really buy it. So if they lose to the Chargers, they might be kind of right on that. Doesn't mean the season's not a success. But then if they go out and beat the Chargers, a lot of us around here that are like, hey, they play who's on the schedule. They've beaten most of them. Like, I'll take my chance. I think they are a good team. I think they're better than the Chargers. So, yeah, there's a lot on the line in that sense on Sunday.
Successful year no matter what? Yes or no? 617-779-7937. Jones and Keith back on a Patriots Monday. We'll talk to Hunter Henry. We'll talk to Christian Ellis. We'll give you what happened on a pretty snoozy Sunday in the NFL yesterday. That comes your way at 11:30. Plus, we'll get into the MVP race. Is it May? Is it Stafford? That's right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. The New England Patriots wrapped up their regular season with a 38-10 win over the Miami Dolphins at Gillette Stadium yesterday. Drake May finished the game 14 of 18 for 191 yards and a touchdown. Ramondre Stevenson rushed for 131 yards on 7 carries and had 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 receiving. Patriots closed out the regular season with a record of 14-3 and the number 2 seed in the AFC. Up next, the Patriots will face the Los Angeles Chargers in the wildcard round of the playoffs on Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Tonight, the Boston Celtics look to make it 4 wins in a row when the Seas host the Chicago Bulls. Tip-off at the TD Garden is at 7:30. The Boston Bruins return to the ice tomorrow night to wrap up a 5-game road trip, looking to make it 3 wins in a row when the Bees will be in Seattle taking on the Kraken. And tonight on WEEI AM 850, you can hear the call of the FCS title game between Illinois State and Montana State. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock. Kickoff is at 7:30. Start the new year knowing you'll lose weight. If everyone else has succeeded with Awaken 180, what's stopping you? Results your first week and every week with a solution for weight loss. Free support for life at awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,